them constitution. Long time indeed I chose. Fed up of promises and.
Good evening. Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. I want to thank my mom for giving birth to me in the beautiful Virgin Islands. She had 50 states and Puerto Rico to choose from. She chose the Virgin Islands, and I thank her each chance that I get. I'm going to go on a quick commercial break. We'll be back at 7:03.
On April 1st, 2024, Easter Monday at Roosevelt Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the St. Peter and Paul Parent-Teacher-Student Association will be hosting a free Easter Fun Day for all. There will be games, storytelling, painting, coloring, music, and prizes. Food and drinks will be on sale for purchase from the PTSA.
So come out and hang with my friend the Easter Bunny.
Attention all private homeowners and contractors. East Caribbean Metals, located on the island of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, have affordable pricing on all roofing material, PVC pipes, steel, and much more. Call East Caribbean Metals, 1-784-456-1843. Remember, your U.S. dollar goes further when you purchase your building supplies from East Caribbean Metals. Visit www.ecmil.net for more product information.
Hi, good day. Do you live in the BVI or the USVI and want to advertise your product? Well, you've come to the right place. On FM 90.9 and FM 92.3, you can advertise your business or your event. All you have to do is call Atanya at 407-719-2635. Call Atanya if you live in the BVI or the USVI and want to advertise your product or your business and you want to reach more listeners. Call Atanya at 407-719-2635.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Bishalta, and my guest is, the first name is Jen. Jen, how do you pronounce your last name?
Roth, like R-O-T-H, like David Lee.
Okay, making sure. I might just call you Jen because I butcher people's names, so everybody...
That's okay.
Okay. So, Jen, how my show works, the first portion of the show, we'll talk about who is Jen Roth, and then the second portion, we'll discuss your company. So, where were you born and raised? You don't have to tell me your age.
Okay, that's a good thing. I was actually born in Lincoln, Nebraska, in the Midwest, United States. But really was raised in Iowa, small town in Iowa, Storm Lake, kind of in the middle of a farming community, and then went to college and university. Oh,
okay,
and
you're going too fast. Now, let me jump here.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So being born in Nebraska, when did you transition over to Iowa?
When I was 5 years old.
Okay, so then, yeah, you don't have too much information on Nebraska. I only say that because I haven't really interviewed too many people from Nebraska, mostly in the Midwest area. I did go to school in Ohio, so I know the type of the farming community you're talking about. I used to drive from Cincinnati, Ohio to South Bend, Indiana to visit my brother because we both were in college at the same time. I was at Xavier, and 2 years later, he got accepted into Notre Dame. But the drive from Cincinnati, yeah. Cincinnati, Ohio to Notre Dame isn't quick. I think it's about 4 hours or something. If you're good at driving, it might be less. But for me, who from the Virgin Islands, it's a little unique. I don't like to. Now I do. I speed more than I did when I was younger because first of all, I didn't want to get pulled over by the cops. And second of all, it was new to me driving on the right side of the road because we drive on the left. But
yes, you do.
as you mentioned, farming. All I saw was cornfields from Cincinnati all the way up to South Bend, Indiana, and then for you to go from Nebraska to Iowa, I haven't really been that far. I've been further west, but not in the Midwest area. I think I've been in Kansas and Missouri and those places, but never Iowa or Nebraska. So, Was Iowa the same farm country when you moved from Nebraska?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was. You know, a quick story about Ohio, though. I have a son who's a senior at Miami of Ohio.
Oh, nice.
So you might have some listeners right now.
Oh,
Miami
great.
Of Ohio tuning in.
So yeah.
Well, I know that area well.
And when I way back when I attended Xavier, we played Miami of Ohio all the time because when we heard Miami, most of the students would think of Florida, Miami of Florida. But then when you learned for me, other individuals might have known of Miami of Ohio because of the area that they were from, because we had a lot of students that were from in-state, so they understood.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. But for me, being from the islands, I was more known of Miami Hurricanes. So that when I heard Miami, of course, after the first or second time, you notice like, hey, no, this is Miami of Ohio, and we played them in basketball back when we were in,
right.
I think the Atlantic 10, we're in the Big East now or something, so it's much, much different. But for Iowa, when you were growing up in Iowa, explain a little bit for me, how is that? Was it like a Tom Sawyer type of situation?
Oh, gosh. Maybe, yeah. You know, I grew up in rural Iowa. Like I said, a town called Storm Lake, and we were about 8,000 people, primarily a farming community. My dad worked at the bank, so he was actually a CPA and a lawyer, so we were city kids.
Mm.
But there weren't very many of us that were city kids, and it was great. It was a great place to grow up and a great place to adventure and learn and explore, and great education, great community. It was a good childhood.
Good. Well, 8,000, you reminded me of St. John, because St. John has a population of about, depending on who you listen to, the census has it at 3, but some of the locals feel it's more like 5, and then if wintertime, it probably gets to 8,000 at that amount.
It does.
As coming from a town of 8,000, how was that? Was it like how St. John is set up, that everybody knows everybody and the doors are unlocked? Well, I don't know if they still unlock the doors, but you hear stories of how back in the past, during my mom, I didn't tell you, but my grandfather was born here in the U.S. Virgin Islands, 1890, grandmother, 1916. So my family's been here a while. So I hear I hear stories of how they used to leave their doors unlocked. And it's quite hard to do that nowadays because of the situation of modern times. But how was that for you growing up with 8,000 people?
Yeah, you know, we definitely knew most of the city, if not all of the city. I had 4 brothers and sisters, so we were a big family. So between me and all of my brothers and sisters and how active my parents both were in the community, I would say we knew almost everyone. And yeah, our door was always open because we always had an extra kid or 5 in our house hanging out around the Dugan family supper table. And
you sound like the Waltons.
Well, kind of. A little bit rougher, but you sure.
You mean the Waltons were not you, because your father was a banker. The Waltons, he was a sawmill owner, and so it was a little. And he had a lot of children. I'm not sure how much siblings you had, but for the Waltons, I think they were close to 8 to 10 of them running around the place.
Yeah, we were a little smaller than that.
as a person in Iowa in 8,000, how was your high school? Was it were you a bookworm? Were you into sports? How was that for you?
Oh, well, that's a great question. So I actually got arthritis when I was a child. It's called juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. So I was not in sports. So I spent a lot more of my focus, I would say, on the academics. My brothers and sisters were very into sports, but I was more of an academic, I would say. More of a social kid, if I'm being honest. My favorite thing to do was to spend time with my friends.
Mm. And as time went on, and what was your concentration since you were into the books? Was it mostly math? Was it science? Was it?
Oh, gosh, no. I wish, but I actually am I was an English major in college, and so I really liked reading, obviously, languages, linguistics, history. I liked history. So I spent most of my time writing, really like a creative writer and a voracious reader. Read a lot as a kid and up till recently, and now I'm more of an audiobook gal. But loved reading.
I wish I had interviewed you on a Saturday, but in order for me to do that, the Saturday shows must be in person. I don't have call-ins on Saturdays, so that's why I chose you for a Monday or Tuesday. And my Monday or Tuesday shows is call-in or in person. But when my initially started Just Us on Saturdays, it has always been in studio. So, but I only bring that up because my co-host on Saturdays is a linguistic major. So when you said that,
oh my gosh,
when you said that, I knew what you're talking about, because he's not even just a degree; he has 5 degrees. So,
oh my gosh,
between linguistics and knowing 5 different and he knows the languages on the linguistic part of both, like all 5 languages. It's not like to say he speaks
impressive.
It. Oh yeah, he is. I learn every Saturday. I have a notepad and I write down. I call them big words. He called them some big word that he calls them as well.
So, polysyllabic.
Yeah, that's the word he always says. I was like, anything more than 2 syllables, you got me. So that's when I start writing down all the different words he says. I said, but the average guy would understand if you just say this, because I always repeat the word, so he would repeat what it means. And most people probably know the words, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands where he's coming from.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he's amazing. And another thing which he says sometimes, and I say, because I and we'll get into the second portion more about me and you, about what we do, but I give tours to people in wheelchairs, and my co-host on Saturday is blind and never complains. Okay. Never complains, never once had a negative comment. And every time I give tours off of the cruise ships, or if people come in on the flights and I take them to the various, I have never heard any of them complain. And my whole life of doing, no, well, not having done it 20 years or something, I might run into somebody, but I can say from the experience that I've had for the last 5 to 7 years of doing this, I have never run into an individual with a ability problem that was mad, that yelled, and is just impressive. So sometimes when I look at life and I try to get mad at a situation, I try to pull back, because I'm like, I'm an able-bodied person. And for me to complain, and I've dealt with so many unique individuals who have these struggles, and they never complain. I feel horrible sometimes when I complain on different issues. But that's
So everyone has their place and their things, and I always tell people that say that to me that pain is pain. It just might be at different levels for different people, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But I agree. I do think that when you're born with different abilities or a chronic condition, that resilience is a character trait that you often see. Because the world is kind of built in a way that you have to have resilience in order to succeed and thrive and navigate it.
It's so true. So we'll finish up with you. I got another like 10 minutes or so of you, and then we'll jump into what you do. But you mentioned that you went to the university. When you made that decision to, after high school, what was your next step on your agenda, and why did you choose that step?
To go to college, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, it was, I grew up in a small town, like I said, and I knew, to be honest, my parents were, there was no way we weren't going to college, because that was just something they really wanted for us. But it was a good fit for me, because I really liked academics and I really liked school, and I was looking forward to leaving home and being on my own and going to college. So I got to go to a school in northern Minnesota, or kind of northwest Minnesota, called College of St. Benedict, and it's a sister school with St. John's University. It ended up being just a great school where I met tons of amazing people and lifelong friends. In fact, those are the ones that I went to St. John's with just recently this February. So it was a great school for me, and it fit well. And there I was an English major and a management minor. Then from there, I moved to the Twin Cities, and that's where I met my husband. Had kids.
Oh, great to hear. So when you chose the school in Minnesota, and I know you said you wanted to get away from home, why that one? Was there a reason, whether it was a scholarship? Did you have family in the area? Why did you pick that school?
Yeah, that's a great question. Originally, I chose it because I actually wanted to be an accounting major when I left high school. my dad was an accountant, and it was something that at the time I had a gift for, and it took me all of one semester to realize it was not my calling. So I went there for their accounting program, but I also went there because the campuses are small, and coming from a really small town, going to a college that is small by, you know, city standards, but was very large for me. It had about 4,000, 5,000 students between the two campuses. And for me, that was huge compared to what I was used to. So it was the right size for me, also just physically, to be able to navigate. Some of the really big university campuses were a lot more than I would have been able to handle. So between the accounting program and the size of the campus and the location, they were all just a good fit for me. And Minnesota is beautiful, if you've ever been. It does get a little cold, but it's awfully pretty.
Oh, yeah. I was there. I went to, what's the big mall, America? Mall of America?
Yeah.
So I was there, but I was there after I graduated and stuff. I went to visit some family. I have family that lives in that, what is it called, the Tri-City or something like that? I forgot what they call it.
Well, the Twin Cities?
Twin City, but the three, isn't there, like, it's at the corner? So it's three different states touching, tri-state or something like that. I know St.
Oh, tri-state area. You mean there's Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota?
Something like that, yeah. Well, when I went there, I believe he's in Minnesota. So I know for sure it's in Cincinnati. We call it tri-state because we have Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. Yeah. And and Cincinnati is right there at the corner. We could touch all three within an hour. But for you, when you mentioned a small school, I have to agree with you. I graduated with 28 other students. So I went to a small private school, but when I applied for college, my other two colleges that I applied to, it was Boston College, Boston University, which I'm glad I didn't get accepted. And then I got accepted to I got accepted to Xavier. And Xavier was like, I'm glad I didn't get accepted to the other two, because I didn't really apply for it. I didn't care. I didn't want to go to school, but my mom was like a mosquito in my ear. So, of course, I had to go to school. And my major was accounting like you. However, it took me two semesters. It took you one. I tried the second semester, and the teacher for the second semester said, this is the one that we break, the ones who really want to be. And I was like, well, you know what? I don't really want to be accounting. This is hard. So it goes back to math. And when I was asking you a question, when you said you were a bookworm more, if you did math and science more, because then it shows which level, where you went in your progression from your past to currently. And for me, I wanted to be a pilot. And if you don't take math, I want my daughter to be a pilot. So I'm pushing her to make sure she's like an ace in math class and anything with math. So, I mean, she's only six, but I'm pushing her hard. Like, look, you don't be like me. You need math.
Cause you never start too early, right?
You need math. If you want to be a pilot, for sure, because you could be the best everything else. If you don't have that math, they're not going to accept you in various
it's
places.
True. Yeah. You need math for so many things. My husband's an engineer, and he has a gift for it, and I wish I had that gift, but I just don't. So good for your daughter.
Yeah. So after St. Benedict, what was next on your career path?
So then I moved to the Twin Cities. So I lived in Edina specifically. That's the name of the suburb I lived in with some of my college roommates, and started my corporate career. And that started kind of as a temporary worker and actually a secretary at a company, a healthcare company, a big healthcare company here in the Twin Cities. And then was lucky enough to have great leaders along the way, which led to me leading marketing organizations for a company called Ceridian. So it was a great career. And then along the way, I met my husband at United Healthcare and had two kids. I have a boy and a girl, and they are now, one is, like I said, a senior at Miami of Ohio, and the other is a junior in high school here in the Twin Cities. Mm. And I own my own agency, and I know we'll talk about Wise Beyonder here shortly, but I am an entrepreneur at heart, and so I've started a few different businesses, and I'm running a couple right now. So had a great career in corporate America, very blessed to have some, again, amazing leaders, amazing colleagues, and then started my own thing and have managed and run my own businesses since.
Great to hear. So that's my first portion of the show. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break. It'll be about a minute and 30 seconds. And then when we come back, we'll jump straight into your agency and what you do for the differently able individuals. We'll be right back.
All right.
Speaking, how may we help you? Yes, all of our cakes are created from scratch, allowing us to offer over 50 flavor combinations. We also have a selection of black cake, rum cake, and tarts. If you want to visit us, just go to our website, www.simplydesserts.net. The number is 443-226-0102. We serve the Maryland, D.C. area, and soon are going to ship nationwide. And again, visit www.simpledesserts.net with an S at the end. Enjoy and have a great day. 443-226-0102. 443-226-0102. Yeah!
Do you have a family member that may have errands to run during the week, but are unable to because they don't drive or in a wheelchair? Or going to a function with a family member that's physically challenged and want to arrive in style? Call ICBW Transportation. We do errands, weddings, doctor appointments, funerals, and even beach outings. Call us at 407-719-2635. ICBW. We're there for you.
My name is James Chapman, and I live in Seattle, Washington. I listen to 90.9 FM by live stream.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Bisholta, and my guest, Jen, if you could say your first and last name and the company that you work for, or you don't have to say the company, it's up to you.
Sure. My name is Jen Roth, as in David Lee, and the company that I own is called Wise Blue Yonder.
All right. So this is a portion of the show that we talk about Wise Blue Yonder. Let us know a little bit of what got you into wanting to start this business and the type of individuals that you cater to.
Yeah, so the first half we talked a little bit about me and my background, and as we talked about, I kind of grew up in the corporate world and grew up in marketing. But when I was 9 years old, I was diagnosed with something called juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, which means that I have arthritis in every joint in my body. And I like to say I was an overachiever on the arthritis front, because I have had 8 joint replacements and 14 surgeries. But I'm happy to say that while I walk with a bit of a hitch in my giddy up, I certainly am mobile and have had the opportunity to travel through my corporate and professional life, but also with friends and also with family. And I love traveling, and I love running businesses, and I love exploring, and I feel called to, well, let me say it differently. I love doing those things, but as I get older and I have mobility challenges, and my mobility challenges continue to increase year over year, it's become very apparent to me that it's difficult sometimes to navigate the world that we live in and to have the same travel experiences that folks who don't have mobility challenges have, and they don't necessarily see or know or understand what those obstacles might be. And so that's really what Wise Blue Yonder is all about. It's about providing travel solutions to help travelers with limited mobility and senior travelers take trips in a way that there can be more confident and feel safer, that the itineraries and the information that they're working with help them plan and take those trips, and they have success and they feel good about it, and they have all those great experiences, maybe with some of those obstacles out of the way or at least understood.
Yeah, I think you're correct in the sense of why it's important for that, because sometimes you go to travel in various places. I can speak for St. Thomas. I've been mm-hmm. I've been for other places, so I kind of, ever since I've been in the business of assisting differently able individuals, red flags go up when I go to different places and I notice something like, wait, they don't have this. Their doors are not 34 inches and this is not happening and this isn't. So, but before I assisted with my business, I was unaware of the various problems in this group of individuals. And I have to say that I sent you a copy of when I interviewed the lady who has another something similar blog like what you have. And she does it more calmly than I am. I'm not differently able. As I stated, I'm able-bodied, and I still get upset of seeing certain things. That her response when I told her how St. Thomas runs into issues, and when I see things, and I get upset of seeing certain things, especially here. I could speak out here because I'm born and raised here. As I stated, my grandfather and family members have been here from before 1890. And so I can speak up. I feel confident of being a voice here and speaking up. But when I go away and see other things, I'm not as vocal because I'm not from there. So I don't feel that comfortable to be vocal. But I am very vocal here and get upset on certain things that shouldn't be the way it is. And one of the things, you look at government, I can't explain on certain things in America, but here in the U.S. Virgin Islands, you look at some of the sidewalks and they're not compatible. They act like they are. They have their little grooves that make it sound like they are ADA compatible, but then the slope is too high. So if you're going in a wheelchair or if you're going in a scooter, they don't understand if it's too high, the probability of tilting if you don't have the six wheels may occur. Yep. And if it does occur, who's going to be there to help? Go ahead.
Yep. Well, and, you know, you're absolutely right. And even those of us who aren't in a chair or a scooter, if we have mobility challenges, you know, those uneven walkways and those really steep curbs, I mean, they're obstacles that pose risk and a threat and an, you know, pain, right? That other, you know, folks don't see because they don't have those same experiences. I will say, though, that I do think St. John's does some things really well. I agree that there might be a ways to go on some of the roads and some of the infrastructure, but the beaches, I found the beaches to be absolutely lovely. Cinnamon Bay was amazing. And you guys have those sand chairs. So I did not use one, but I was going to, where you can actually sit in the chair and be pushed to wherever you want to be, or even go in the water. If you do have mobility issues and you feel safer sitting in a chair, but you can walk there. Your handicap parking, actually, we found to be really good as well. We brought our handicap placard from Minnesota and rented a Jeep, of course, because you have those super, super steep roads. And every place we went, we were able to find a handicap spot to park in. So I was super thankful for that.
Well, that's because it's $1,000 if you park there illegally.
Well, that's... Again, I'm thankful for the folks who do that.
I know in the States, I think you guys have it like 200, or some places are like 4. But here, if you do it and you're not, you don't have the right documentation, and we do accept any plaques that have that sticker, that green, the blue sticker.
Yeah.
But it is $1,000. So I think after the first one, you're not going to do it again.
Right. Which you know, like I would just say to anyone listening that, you know, the folks that need those spots really need them. So on behalf of us, we appreciate it when you take a different spot and let us, you know, take advantage of that, because it can make a big difference for us.
And you mentioned, and while I normally do wheelchairs and scooters, I agree with you on individuals who are not even in wheelchairs and scooters that have mobility problems, because some people can't lift their legs high enough to get into vehicles. For my vehicle, that I have two of them. One that's the standard that you find in any airport, the shuttle service that has a wheelchair, the lift that goes up, beep, beep, beep. But the other one, a lot more people like, is a rear entry, and my gate goes down. So when the back and the ramp goes down, somebody can walk in without having that feeling of being lifted and not in control. So I've noticed that when I talk to some of my guests, you would think that people enjoy that they have that ability to drive on those shuttles, but I have been told that they don't like that as well because they don't have that control. It's not a control, and they're going up, and there's like a eerie, I guess, butterfly in your stomach type of feeling going up that way. While with my other vehicle, the smaller one that deals with smaller groups, they like that one because they roll right in. So it's just like rolling on the ground.
Roll or walk. Yeah. Either one is nice.
Yeah. And what I was trying to get to is, as you stated, I've also taken individuals with walkers that they don't really, they're not in a wheelchair, but they just can't lift their legs. So when they walk in the ramp, it's high enough now that they can just plop down on the seat instead of trying to get on the seat from the ground.
Exactly. So, that's exactly right. Musculoskeletal, I never say that word right. Or even nerve, you know, a lot of folks with conditions like Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having, again, those smooth walkways, those cars and those vans that you have that just make entry into it accessible and independent, not having to rely on somebody to help you get in and out of everything and anything. Just there's a lot of sense of freedom when a person with, you know, mobility challenges or a disability, you know, it's like it's hard to have to rely on people all the time. And when you provide an environment that allows us to do things the way we want to do them and feel safe, it's very empowering. And it can make a vacation that seems overwhelming and complicated and quite frankly unsafe and a little bit embarrassing at times. You can flip that completely when you offer accommodations that meet us where we're at and that help us experience those trips and those travel experiences as if we were able-bodied and there weren't any obstacles in the way for us.
True. And like I was saying, we're talking about this and people who went through this all their lives. What about those who are getting hip replacement or knee replacements?
Right.
We don't think about that, and people who are able-bodied has to understand what. There's time that you never know what may happen. An injury occurs, God forbid, a car accident or something, and you're in that same type of situation. All of that is covered. It's not just covered for people who had it from birth or people who.
That's right.
It's for anybody, and that's why I've dealt with so many touching situations that it's hard sometimes when you go through some of the tours that I go through and see what I see sometimes with. Especially like in a child that I met a young lady, beautiful young lady, about 16 or 17, gorgeous, and never asked her what happened, but she was still happy, still going through life happy and stuff. And it's just remarkable of the positivity that you run into with some of these individuals.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it makes you stronger and it gives, you know, again, from my perspective and my experiences, I feel like I have been given a superpower or a unique gift to see things differently because of the experiences that I've had. And again, that's what Wise Beyonder is all about is taking advantage of the perspective that I have and making the world a safer place to travel for any traveler who wants to travel. You know, whether they're, you know, have severe mobility limitations, they have, you know, recent, you know, kind of temporary injury, or they just want the flexibility to walk a lot some days and not walk at all other days. You know, and we get a lot of requests and inquiries about, we have a very active family, but one person in our group has mobility challenges.
Correct.
And can't walk a lot. How can you help us? You know, we can do that. So everybody can enjoy the trip, not just everybody kind of moving towards the person with the mobility issues and not doing anything. Or the other way, where the poor person with mobility challenges can't keep up and feels left out and embarrassed and like a hindrance and all that stuff. So there's, you know, it's absolutely possible to plan a great trip that accommodates everyone as long as you talk to folks like you and just really be careful about how you plan it and you advocate for the right resources for your group.
I totally agree. Before I jump into how you touch the whole world, let me ask a few more questions about St. John, and then we'll jump on the other parts of the world that you deal with. When you stated that you had the beach at, was it Cinnamon or Trunk? Because I think Trunk has a beach wheelchair, but I didn't know Cinnamon had it as well.
They both do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, and you're right. Trunk Bay is the one. No, Cinnamon Hole is the one I was thinking of. No, sorry. Cinnamon Hole is where we stayed. You're absolutely right. Trunk Bay, and then what's the one right in front of, that's very close to Cinnamon Bay? Or, I'm sorry, Trunk Bay.
The only three ones that I know that might have it. I know Trunk had it because I seen it. I was astonished when I saw it, and it's not the one that... It's actually a more modern one. As you stated, you could roll around the sand, but it's mostly meant to go into the water. And and mm-hmm. for people with those type of issues that they don't feel that they're going to fall over. Megan's Bay on St. Thomas has two different kinds. The one that you roll over, that you can roll in, is sand easy, but it's not that well. It doesn't do that well in the water, because if you tip a little bit, you could fall over head first. And one of my guests almost had that, and my heart isn't as good now that I do this situation more than when before I did this business. My heart was very strong, but I get so scared sometimes seeing certain things. So
yeah, and so do we.
I could give stories on some of the tours that I've done and seeing things that, wait, no, don't do that, because my heart can't take that no more. I mean, when I was younger, maybe. But so Megan's Bay has the two different types: the easy one that rolls on the sand, and it can go in the water, but you have to make sure somebody's with you, because if you tilt too much, you'll go forward, and in life, you can drown in 3 inches of water. So you have to be careful. And then the second one, which is yellow and was at Trunk Bay when I saw it, is the one that's really more modern now, that almost you don't even have to be around the person, because they're like on their own, and they love, a lot of my clients love that, because now they, as long as they get in the water, from then on they're by themselves, they don't need anybody. I mean, I wouldn't leave somebody like that by themselves, but hey, we have individuals that's what they want. They want to be by themselves, they want that independence, and you have to
be independent.
Correct. You have to respect that.
I think you've done a nice job, and I also, for your listeners, the beaches are flat. So if you do have mobility issues, then I found that I was able to walk on the sand better than a lot of beaches I've been to around the world, because it is flat, which makes all the difference in the world. I mean, it was still a little difficult. I don't want to make it sound like it was perfect, but it was better than a lot of beaches. So, and the folks were super nice and super helpful and willing to do whatever I needed him to do to help me, which was nice as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you had a great time. I wish I would have provided more of a service, but hopefully...
I know. Next time. Hopefully. Wisely Yonder is going to plan a small group trip to the U.S. Virgin Islands, so you'll be first on our list as we when we book it out and put out the sign-ups.
Great, great to hear. So let's jump on other places now, because I don't want to hog your time with only St. John. Explain to me how, and you did earlier, but in life of not only radio, but in teaching, you learn to repeat in order for somebody to catch what you're saying. So if you could explain how your company, or why would I want to choose your company if I'm planning a vacation, if I'm a differently able individual?
So you would choose wiselyyonder.com as a travel service to help you plan and book your trips. If you have a traveler who is in need of special assistance and accommodations on your trip, we specialize primarily in limited mobility, but we help folks with any disability or any needs. So if you call us, and you'll see on our website, you know, we're still pretty new, but you'll see a place where you can, you know, contact us about a trip and your trip needs, and we will work with you to custom build the trip that you need with all of the insights that we need to be able to ask all the right questions and make sure that the trip that we plan for you accommodates any needs that you have. It can be anything from helping to arrange having a companion come with, to knowing where the nearest medical resources are, whether it's renting, you know, medical devices, or, you know, needing medical resources as an emergency while you're on a trip, car services, guides that we've vetted to take you on trips, and they really understand how to work with folks with mobility issues, hotels. So the Wise Beyond Our team vets those, you know, in many instances we've been there, especially for the small groups that we plan, but we also will vet them on an individual basis. So if someone calls us and needs a trip, we'll ask a lot of questions about what their needs are, and we will leave no stone unturned to make sure that trip is planned just the way they need it. So really, again, you would contact us if you want to book a small group trip. Right now we're showcasing London. So if you go out to our site, you'll see that we're planning a small group trip to London, October 22nd through the 28th. Like I said, we're hoping to get one into USVI this winter, you know, kind of the January, February timeframe. And then, again, you'd contact us if you're planning a trip and you have a traveler who has special needs and you would like to make sure they're accommodated. That's when you would call Wisely Yonder. We also have a lot of content, just in general, about tips and tricks and resources and places that we've been with kind of overviews or reviews about traveling in various and assorted parts of the world, what to watch out for, you know, places that we believe are safe and good and that we give shout outs to, stuff like that.
I want to state how important you mentioned some of the different plans and how people feel more comfortable. I'll give you a quick story of what happened to me with a client one time. I placed a inverter in my smaller vehicle, the minivan, for, it's not major, it's 3,000 watt. I'm about to put a 5,000 watt in the bigger vehicle that I have. But I only brought that up because I had a client that needed the oxygen tank for their mother. And they didn't know I had it. But then I said, would you rather plug it in than putting it through the lighter? He's like, you have a plug? I said, yeah, I have an inverter right here. So with the wattage, it made the air pump work better than what it was before. So during the trip of the tour, I asked him, what happens if you go on a trip on another island or even at wherever you are, you at anywhere USA, and you run into a situation like that? He said, oh, I have batteries that would last X amount of hours. So I said, well, then you must love me because now you still have those batteries and you're running full power, and it's running full power, like it's perfect, like it loved, the machine loved the constant wattage that it was receiving. And he's like, yeah, you just don't understand. And I didn't understand. When I put it in my vehicle, it wasn't even really for the oxygen tank of others. It was for myself because we lose power so often here in the U.S. Virgin Islands that it runs my fridge. It runs my refrigerator. But I'm glad it stayed, that it helped him with his oxygen tank, because his tour was even much better than what I would than what I provide normally. Because now his, as he stated, his heart, his consciousness felt better knowing his batteries are still there and his the oxygen tank was working perfectly. So when you stated that, and some people might not understand what you listed, it triggered me about one of my tours that I had with that. Because if you would know all the different things that people need, like they need this, they need this, they need this. And that's where other people come in. And when they're traveling, they don't think about these things, but you have a list of, are you preparing for this? Would you need this assistance? And as you as you stated with the different lists, you have a list of all the different people that you know could cover the different bases. Or you remind me of like a MacGyver. You're the problem solver of a situation that pops up.
That is the idea. And just, you know, again, the mission of Wise Beyonder is to help people of all abilities travel safely and confidently, right? And so, you know, everybody is born to explore, and they should get to do that, and we want to help them. And your story is great because there are people like you, you know, every place that I've had the chance to visit, but not everybody is like you. And so sometimes you'll end up with tour guides who just don't understand it, nor do they want to work with people who have, you know, mobility or you know, accessibility challenges. And then that's fine. That's totally fine. But then they're not the right guides for us.
Correct. You know? And that's the ones you don't go back to. Like you. Yeah.
They're ones you don't go back to. They're ones you don't celebrate, right? But, you know, that's okay. They can do the things they want to do. But the really great thing is the world is a wonderful place. I mean, I've even been to Morocco, and I found people in Morocco who, as difficult as that country is to get around with the mobility issue, who are kind and generous and helpful. So, you know, there are good people everywhere. It's just a matter of making sure you find them so your trip is as best as it can be.
I agree. I know I sent you a email stating the end of it at 7:45. Do you have about 10 more minutes to answer a few more? Okay, just wanted to make sure. Let me go in a quick minute and 20 seconds break, and then we'll be right back to conclude the show, okay?
Okay, great.
Before I go, if you can say your name and the name of your company so people might be able to pull it up on the website.
Sure. It's Jen Roth, wisebluyonder.com. WISEBLUEYONDER.com.
Great. We'll be back in about a minute and 20 seconds.
On April 1st, 2024, Easter Monday at Roosevelt Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the St. Peter and Paul Parent-Teacher Student Association will be hosting a free Easter Fun Day for all. There will be games, storytelling, painting, coloring, music, and prizes. Food and drinks will be on sale for purchase from the PTSA.
So come out and hang with my friend, the Easter Bunny.
Hi, do you need a limousine for your upcoming wedding? Or maybe just picking up family and friends or clients from the airport? Or maybe taking them to or bringing them from the ferry? Well, if you need a limousine and you want to impress, just call 407-719-2635. Again, that's 407-719-2635 and ask for Tanya. Remember, a limousine is the way to go.
Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. My name is Lawrence Bachalta, and my guess, if you could say your name and the business that you own.
Jen Roth at Wise Blue Yonder.
Great. As you were giving all the information about the different things that your business does, have you had a situation, and I know you kind of mentioned it earlier of why you got into, did you run into a trip that wasn't up to par and that's why you started your business, or how far back did you start your business to say, no, I'm going to start this one time to assist individuals that similar that like what I'm going through?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Lawrence. So there is one particular trip that really triggered me to start. I've had the idea for Wisely Yonder for a very long time, because I have traveled so much and have seen a lot of obstacles. But I actually went on a trip to Greece. It was actually a cruise, and we went with several other families, you know, teenagers, young adults, adults, you know, super fun trip. And we had the opportunity to go to Pompeii. And it had been something that I had wanted to see my whole life. And during COVID, Pompeii actually spent millions of dollars or euros renovating so that it would be easy for people with disabilities to actually get to enjoy Pompeii. Travel, we used a luxury travel company. They booked everything. We told them that there was one passenger that had accessibility issues. And when the day came, I was so excited because I thought I was going to get to do this and keep up with everybody, and it's going to be a great trip. They dropped us off at the wrong entrance. And so I literally could barely get up the ramp to get to Pompeii, and then had to spend the entire tour with my poor husband trying to hold me up as we navigated all the curbs and the ancient ruins and roads, you know, and trying to keep up with, you know, five families that were very able-bodied. And so it was a really frustrating, really embarrassing, really depleting experience. And it just made me realize that it just doesn't have to be that way. And that is what really encouraged me to say, you know what, there is such a need in the world for this. I have had all these great opportunities to in business. I'm going to put this to use in Wisely Yonder. That's how it started.
Wow, great. I'll give you two quick stories, one about me and then one on one of my clients that went through the same thing which you just stated. But how I started my business was, it wasn't even started as a business, really. I was purchasing the vehicle that I have currently, because I have more than one that mm-hmm. deals with ADA situations. But my mom broke her leg, and of course you have to, or ankle or leg, and she was trying to play contractors. Most women try to do sometimes, and most men do, and they fell off. She fell off a ladder, broke her leg. Every time she was getting back into the car, almost re-injured it because she didn't. Of course, you have to use your leg to get into the seats and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one reason, along with the reason of my wife. My wife almost had her leg amputated when she was like 20 something or 18. Mm. And this was before I met her. So she has a limp, a slight limp, but I can see it. But she tries to cover it from other people so that she doesn't get the looks and the glares and stuff. So when I was buying the van, it wasn't really for me. I could have bought a luxury car or whatever. But I said, you know what? I have eight uncles, my mom and my aunt up in age. And somebody might need to use it sooner or later. So I said, you know what? Instead of buying this new Mercedes or new nice car, trying to play Mustang or Camaro, whatever. I said, let me be practical and get this for them. And coincidentally, when I bought it, when I was getting it, the gentleman was like, well, or is it for yourself? He said, is it commercial or private? And I said, you know what? It's really for me, but you never know. Maybe one day. But he asked me that because I wanted the bells and whistles. I wanted it, not to knock women, but most women can't lift heavy stuff. And I wanted my mom or my aunt or my wife to use it. So in my mind, I never thought about rear entry. I always thought about the push button ones, the perfect ones that you push and it comes out. I was like, that'll be great. This would be perfect. The remote control is... But he asked me that, and I said, I don't know, really. Why do you say that? He said, because the ones with the remote break down often. I was like, that's when he had me. Because in the in the islands, we could barely deal with change of oil, much less something that major to go wrong. I'm like, I would have to fly somebody in. So
yeah.
I never saw this vehicle until it arrived in St. Thomas. But see, he was an upseller. He said, how about this? I said, put it in. How about this? I said, look, put in whatever you got. And he put the bells and whistles of everything except for the remote control. Because if I have a manual. Man, he said, if your wife can pick up a gallon of milk from the grocery store, this can work. Because I was scared. I was like, I don't really want a manual. When you hear manual, you hear heavy stuff.
Yeah.
So he said, if she can pick up and it's a perfect design. I mean, it works so well. The spring works that if you pick it up, it pushes it up. If you push it down, it pushes it down. So it's amazing. So I never regretted it. The guy who sold it to me in Atlanta now runs a I wouldn't even say a store, a dealership in Texas. So he's the one. We still have email, so we shoot back and forth if I need anything. So that was how that's how I started, because then I did an ad, not to start it, just did an ad, and then I got picked up from one of the cruise ship excursion people, and that's how I got into the business and do most of it myself. I still do stuff for the same company that I started with about 5 years ago, but I still do stuff on my own. But I'll go to you with your situation, what you ran into with being dropped off at the wrong exit. And when my clients call me, I get that sometimes. I had a lady who was coming in from somewhere in the States and wanted to go to a wedding. So I said, well, before I accept the job, I have to scope out the area. My vehicle doesn't go in every place because while I'm born and raised here, I have to see the area first before I can tell you if I can do the job or not. So it was at one of these ritzy places here in the islands. And the gentleman didn't want, when I went there, the security was like, we can't let you in. I said, okay, let me explain this to you. If you don't let me in, I'm calling my client and said, I'm not coming. I'm not doing the job because I can't see the house. If I can't see the house, I'm not going to take anybody. Then you know what? I said, you want me to drop her here at the security and you guys get her to the house? So I had a chance. I had a chance to speak to the manager, and I told, because it's like I said, it's even higher in the sense of wealth wise than the Ritz-Carlton. So I told him, and you can Google it. It's called Botany Bay. So I talked to the manager, and I told the manager, let me tell you something. I'm not here to tell you that my car costs more than your car. I know how much I invested in mine. I'm sure your car is much better than mine because of where you live, because I'm blunt like that. I tell people how I feel. So I said, look, you don't have to let me in, but I'll tell you this. I'm going to not accept this, and then you guys find a way for this lady to get to this wedding that's on your property, because I have to see where my vehicle is going, and I have to see if my client can get where she wants to go. I'm not that type of person. So sure enough, they let me on. I drove. It was a tight area, which I can get to, which was still difficult. But I said, you know, I can get to it. But for her, I had to tell her how to get to where she wanted to go, which was next to the pool. So I gave her, and I always tell, and especially for you when you're doing the user research, you always look for the place where the delivery guys go. Because that's where you can, any place a delivery guy goes,
so true,
has wheels. So he's going to deliver, has wheels, that whether it's a dolly, whether it's some form of an item, a big item to get, wherever the delivery guy goes is mostly where I look at to get my clients in, because the other places have steps or different things like that.
It's true, but I got to say, as a person who's had to go through the back entrance more times than I care to admit, it just shouldn't be that way. Everybody should be able to walk through the same door.
No, I totally agree, but I wanted to make sure that my client can get there. And I told her that. I said, look, it's not the same way everybody else is going because they have steps there. But I found a way for you to get to where you're going.
And which is fabulous. Yeah.
So I told her I can take the job, but I'm telling you, I always give my clients pros and cons as well. I said, this, you can do this, this, or this. It's up to you. Whichever you choose, I'm going to tell you which is the best or which is the worst. I'm not going to choose for you. That's for you to choose. But I'm going to tell you the pros and cons of each choice that you're going to do.
That's great. You're exactly the kind of person that Wise Beyonder likes to celebrate.
Well, I'm not sure how you found out about me. I'm on TripAdvisor. So a lot of times I tell my clients most of the time, it's not about money for me because money is going to come and go. But it's about an experience. It's about something that you can look back in life. And I've been through so many clients that, as you stated, they're in groups. And they can't go with the other groups. And that's why I got my bigger vehicle. Because my minivan just is really for private small groups. But then, as you stated, you have a big, large group. And like, oh, we have a group of 14, but one has a wheelchair or a scooter. I'm like, okay. Those, I said, I can do two cars. They're like, no, we don't want to be separated. So then sometimes they separate. I've had a client one time that they separated. He was a fireman. He had an issue with one of his children. He had four of them. And each one of them sat with the individual in the wheelchair, and the others went in my Jeep. So I had a Jeep, and they all traveled. They liked the feeling of independence, and they liked that he was traveling with them as well. But everybody, I told them, hey, just follow me. Because why would you have to worry about, everybody should go in there and just leave one of them with me so you could feel comfortable that he's not by himself and he can talk. So each stop that we did, they switched out. Somebody else came to sit with him. So they had a great time, though. And like I said,
that's a great way to provide a great experience, you know, turn a potentially bad situation into a great experience.
I totally agree. But I am so sorry that my time is up for this allocated hour that I have. I want to thank you so much for coming on and providing so much information and letting people know. If you can give the website one more time, just in case people call, tune in late, of how they can help their family members find it. And like I said, it's not only for U.S. Virgin Islands, it's anywhere in the world if you can give that information.
That is true. Yep, it's Wise Blue Yonder, www.wiseblueyonder.com. Thanks for having me, Lawrence. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Anytime you have anything that you want to talk about, I forgot the young lady name that hooked up this meeting, just tell her, shoot me an email, and I'll set it up, and we can even talk about other different places and what's new on the market and what you're trying to accomplish.
All right. Well, I think it's Andrea. She's a rock star.
Correct. Okay, that's
so who she's listening. You're a rock star, Andrea.
Yes, Andrea. But you're not like the commercials that they say, why is everybody a rock star?
All right. All right. Thank you.
No worries at all. That brings us to an end of this hour. I will not be on tomorrow. I will be in the studio, but Carol will be on tomorrow with Girls with Balls. I will be back on Saturday, this Saturday, 12 to 2. Thank you so much for staying tuned to 90.9 FM. It's